Good morning. We're starting the Rambam's introduction to the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin, and before we begin, we're going to do a quick introduction to our learning. The Rambam, Maimonides, compiled many works. As we know, he was a great Talmud Chacham, and he is one of the foundations of Jewish law. Almost every halacha is impacted by the Rambam's opinion. And as we are going to discuss later this morning in our halacha class, when we say an opinion in halacha, we don't mean this is what he woke up in the morning and said, gee, this is what I think. So that's the Rambam's opinion. No, the Rambam's opinion is based very strongly on the Rambam's tradition in halacha. And in our introduction to halacha, we will discuss where does a person's personal opinion come into play. So the Rambam was very, very learned. At a very young age, compiled an explanation on the Mishnah. And that explanation he wrote in Arabic for the average person. Seems like he wrote it at the age of 19. That compilation was translated into Hebrew by different translators, be it Rav Ibn Tibon, or, in this past century, Rav Kapach Zatzal wrote a new translation using modern Hebrew to the Rambam's explanation on the Mishnah. Now, in this explanation, the Rambam includes many, many yediot, things that people should know. For example, it is over here that the Rambam enumerates the 13 principles of Jewish faith. It is over here that the Rambam explains much of our tradition and the strength of our tradition. Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, what does it mean that we say a certain halacha is here because of a tradition that goes back to Sinai? The Rambam explained many, many things in the Mishnah that he explained nowhere else. And what we are going to study today, and for the upcoming Fridays, probably for the next 2-3 months, is the Rambam's introduction to the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin. The 10th chapter of Sanhedrin begins, Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek l'olam haba. All of Israel has a portion in the world to come. As the verse states, V'amech kuram tzadikim, your nation are all righteous people, l'olam yoshu aretz, they'll inherit the land for eternity. The Jewish people have a certain promise that they will have something when it comes to eternity. Then the Mishnah starts enumerating who does not have a portion in the world to come. Someone says the dead won't be resuscitated, resurrected, there won't be tchias ha-meisim, that's considered a person who took himself out of the fold, he will not have a second in the world to come. And then the Mishnah enumerates people. A person says en Torah min ha-shamayim, a person says the Torah isn't God-given. Bunch of wise people got together on a mountain and compiled this book. A person says that, he does not have a section in the world to come. Apikores, whatever that is. And then the Mishnah continues with the different opinions who does not have a section in the world to come. So what is this world to come? So the Rambam, in the first part of his introduction to this chapter in Sanhedrin, explains to us what is Olam Haba, what do we mean when we say the world to come, what is Tchiyat HaMitim. When we say the dead will be resurrected, what does that mean? What is Gan Eden? We say there's a certain concept that people get to Eden. What is that? There are a few terms that are used in Judaism that seem to be talking about something similar, and we don't know what they are. So, what? Yeah. So the Rambam says he will explain to us what they are. And we're starting again, even though in the middle of the summer we did this, but being that almost everyone here is new, so it's only fair to start again. And we're going to see that the Rambam shows a tremendous understanding into the ways of mankind. The Rambam spends the first section, what we're going to learn this week and next week, discussing what people believe which is mistaken. That's what Yeshua is saying, that we were about to get to the answer. Because the Rambam initially explains what do people think, and they're mistaken, and then from that he works into what is right. And the Rambam, among other things, is going to teach us what is the proper approach to understanding Chazal in general. And then the Rambam is also going to explain to us what are the 13 principles of faith. So, let's begin, and slowly, week by week, we'll remind ourselves what we did last week, and move forward. In general, Mircham, you'll all have photocopies in front of you of the words of the Rambam, so you can follow in the Hebrew. ראיתי לדבר כאן על יסודות רבים באמונה גדולי הערך מאוד. Rambam says, I saw fit to discuss over here the foundations, many foundations of Jewish faith that are of great value. Da you should know shbalei Torah nechlekudas otehem beinyan ha'osher sheyasig ha'adam bekiyum ha'mitzvot halalu asher tzivanu Hashem b'hem al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. You should know that the people who, so to speak, own the Torah, the people who learn Torah, have different opinions regarding what pleasure will a person attain through performance of mitzvot. What is it that we will get for our performance of mitzvot? Ubanekama, and people have different understandings as to what will be retribution, asher tivu'enu ve'ovrenu alehem. When we transgress, what's going to happen to us? We don't keep the mitzvot. So people have different understandings, there are different thoughts as to what would happen. Machlokot rabot meod, there are many disagreements, kefishin u'yetzich lehem. Just as people have different opinions, and people, each one's intellect is different, so too there are different opinions as to what's really going to happen. V'nishtavshu b'kach ha-machshavot shibush rav, and people erred greatly in understanding what's really going to happen in the future for the performance or lack thereof of the mitzvot. Ad she'efshar shelo timtza klal adam shenitoyot lo inyan zeh. It's reached the point, says the Rambam, that it's possible you won't find a single person who really understands what's going to happen in the world to come, in the time to come. Gam lo timtza bo dvarim sdurim, and you'll find that people can't organize things and tell you clearly what's really going to happen. La'af echad, no one really has a clear ela birbuv rav, everyone's confused. Sounds right? That's what the Rambam saying in his day was the same. Go back almost 1,000 years, same story. Ve'inei, and now the Rambam is going to say what people think. So he's going to describe the first group. Katz of Eretz is a group that think Ya'osh u'Gan Eden, that the pleasure that people will attain is what we call Eden. V'shehu makom, what is Gan Eden? What is this place called Eden? This is a place shebo ochlim v'shotim bli giyah gufanit. People could eat and drink, they never get tired. U'bli amal, they don't have to work. V'yubo batim me'avanim karot. People think that you have air conditioning there, you have houses made of cold stones. U'matzaot shel meshi, and you have beds made of silk. V'na'arot zomim yayin, you have rivers flowing with wine. B'shmanei botem, you have all kinds of perfume there. V'albe misug, there are all kinds of things like this. People think you get to the world to come, you can have all the physical pleasures there are. V'sha'nekama, and people think, you know what retribution will be, you don't keep the mitzvahs, that's Gehenim. What people like to call perdition. V'shehu makom lohet esh, what's Gehenim? People think that's a place that's a burning fire. Shebo nisrafot hagufim, that's where the bodies are burnt. Umitanim bo bnei adam b'minei nuyim shi'arech sipuam, and people are pained over there with all kinds of different afflictions that you could tell long stories about. V'lomdim anshei kat zo al de'a zo, and the people who subscribe to this understanding, they learn about this understanding b'mamarim rabim, from many things that our sages have said, midivrei chachamim aleim ha'shalom shematimim nechora letanatam kulam orubam. So the Rambam says there are many places in Chazal where you seem to find support for this understanding. The Rambam is going to say this is a mistake. But the Rambam is saying there are sources in Chazal where if you read and understand literally, that does seem to be what Chazal are telling us. Chazal means Chachmenu Zichonam Nivachar, sages, may their memory be blessed. So the Rambam says the first group thinks that the world to come, the Gan Eden, is what people will merit if they perform mitzvot, and over there you have all kinds of physical pleasures. And if we don't perform, then people go to Gehenim, and that's where people get burnt up and they get great affliction. That's the first group, and next week, God willing, we'll run through the next four groups, and then we'll start reading the Rambam about how to understand what our sages say. So the Rambam is not going to accept, obviously, what this first group says, but that's to be continued. We'll see next week. Now we'll go over to our introduction to Halakha.